Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Today, you're going to hear an interview that I did just last week with Troy Mitchell. Troy is a messianic recording artist, and we're going to feature all his music today. He's really very, very talented. So stay with me, and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. That was a wonderful voice of Jonathan Satel, who's always with me. He's like always there. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a Messianic congregation, and we meet on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. We're at 1326 North Winton Road. And also, when you go to visit Shema Yisrael, you'll see the Fig Tree Bookstore. It's a place where you can buy wonderful gifts. They have CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, cards, and jewelry. Normally, the Fig Tree Bookstore is open on Thursdays, but this week they're on vacation, so it'll be open next Saturday after services, and then again the following week on Thursday from 3 to 7. And a big shout-out to Bagelland, Soho Bagel Cafe, and Balsam Bagels, and somebody is going to win a coupon for bagels. One more thing, if you happen to be in the Buffalo area and you love Messianic music, I want to encourage you to visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They meet on Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom.
Yes, and so besides Jonathan Satel, another way that I love to bring on the Shabbat is with Craig Taubman. And this is the last song that's not going to be Troy Mitchell. I want to just bring it on with Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat shalom. Like the candles say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine.
Shabbat.
Like the candles say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling. Get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos. Just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat, Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Ah, such a beautiful song. Hey, I also want to thank Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa for sponsoring this program. I know you want more music and less talk, but you know what? The sponsors are helping me to stay on the air. You can help me stay on the air also. Go to bagelsandblessings.com right now and just click on donate. Just even if it's a dollar or $5 or $500, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, go to bagelsandblessings.com and click on donate. This is how I stay on the air. Well, Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa has been sponsoring me now for several years, and it's a great place to go for a new hairdo or a massage or a pedicure, manicure, or a facial. Give them a call today if you're in the Henrietta area at 359-2249, or if you're in the Fairport area at 223-5850. And now what you've been waiting for, here's some wonderful music from Troy Mitchell, and this one is called In That Day.
V'haya b'yom ahoh yetzu mayim chayim mirushalayim mirushalayim. V'haya b'yom ahoh yetzu mayim chayim mirushalayim. V'haya b'yom ahoh itka v'shofar gadol. V'haya b'yom ahoh yetzu mayim chayim mirushalayim mirushalayim. V'haya b'yom ahoh yetzu mayim chayim mirushalayim mirushalayim.
On that day, living waters shall flow out from Jerusalem, and in that day the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and in that day a great trumpet will be blown. In that day the Lord will extend his hand yet a second time. Wow. Again, that was In That Day, Troy Mitchell. Hallelujah. Wow. That's incredible. Well, I do want to thank another sponsor really quickly, and we'll have more music. I want to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. If you have any trouble with your air conditioner, and thank God we still need it for a few more days, give them a call at 889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business with over 30 years' experience in the heating and cooling profession. 889-7840, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. And why don't we listen now to Light of the World?
You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before all men, that they may see your deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before all men, that they may see your deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before all men, that they may see your deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah. The lamp is the mitzvah. Oh, the light it shines is the Torah. The light it shines is the Torah. The lamp is the mitzvah. The light it shines is the Torah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And remember, Yeshua is the light of the world. Can I hear an amen out there from somebody somewhere? Yeah, you were saying it. I heard you, sort of. Alrighty, why don't we hear now from one more sponsor, Odell Family Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. they'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the 4 Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Amen, amen. Hey, I wanted to mention to you wonderful folks out there, you know, the high holy days are coming up pretty fast. You know, Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And we don't ever charge anything to come into our services. And it's not like the traditional synagogues where you do have to buy tickets. Our Erev Rosh Hashanah service, that means the night before, is going to be on Wednesday night, September the 24th. 4th at 7 p.m. And on Thursday, the 25th at 10 a.m. is our morning service for Rosh Hashanah. And we would love to have you come out and worship with us, okay? Can I count on seeing you? It would be wonderful to see you, give you a great big hug. Okay, let's hear some more music. This is called Shuvu, and it means repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Take with you words and return to Hashem. Troy Mitchell.
Bye.
I don't know about you, but I think that Troy is really, really talented. Again, that was called Shuvu. And again, that means repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Take with you words and return to Hashem. Well, a few weeks ago, you heard an interview I did with David Silver up on Mount Carmel in Israel. Why don't we listen to a few words from David right now about what's going on in Israel?
The Carmel Alert, updating you on the latest strategic developments in Israel and the Middle East.
Shalom, this is David Silver with the Carmel Alert Radio News Report for the week ending August the 29th, 2014. For Israelis, this week began as last week ended, with many barrages of rockets and mortars flying into southern Israeli cities and towns from the Gaza Strip. On Friday afternoon, a four-year-old Israeli boy was killed when the car he was traveling in was struck by a mortar shell. Rocket and mortar fire persisted over the Shabbat, and on Sunday and Monday, more than 130 rockets or mortars landed in Israel each day. Tuesday again saw large barrages of rockets and mortars striking Israeli towns along the Gaza border. Late Tuesday afternoon, another two Israelis were killed by mortar fire. Even before these two men died, which brought the Israeli death toll to 70, including soldiers and civilians, rumors were abounding that yet another Egypt-brokered ceasefire just before 7 o'clock on Tuesday evening. Both the Israeli and the Hamas leadership announced that a long-term ceasefire had been agreed upon and would be coming into place at 7 p.m. As has been the case in all previous Israel-Hamas conflicts, both sides claimed that they had the victory in the conflict that has been raging for the last 8 weeks. In return for a cessation of Hamas rocket and mortar fire, Israel has agreed to relax import restrictions at the various Gaza entry points and has doubled the size of the fishing zone that Gazan fishermen are allowed to operate in. This is only an interim agreement, and both sides have agreed to come back to the negotiating table in 4 weeks' time. Israel will want to see a full demilitarization of the Gaza Strip, and Hamas is calling for a total relaxation at the entry points and the building of an airport and seaport in Gaza. Only time will tell if this present ceasefire holds and if both sides can come to a permanent agreement negating future conflicts, allowing people on both sides of the border to repair the damage and get on with their lives. The height of alert was also raised on Israel's northern border earlier in the week as several projectiles were fired from both Lebanon and Syria, landing in open spaces on the Golan Heights in northern Israel. The IDF stationed on the Golan Heights returned artillery fire to the location of the source of the incoming projectiles. An IDF officer stationed near the northern border was wounded by what is believed to be errant gunfire. Also of concern in the north is the fact that Syrian rebels took over the Kenetra crossing between Syria and Israel following a furious battle with government forces. It is also being reported that an offshoot of the Al-Qaeda terror organization is fighting alongside the Syrian rebels. It is also suspected that ISIS militants are getting very close to Israel's northern border, both inside Lebanon and Syria. A member of ISIS recently threatened that the organization would soon use unmanned drones to attack Israel, and that the group was developing these drones and that they would be unveiled in the near future. He said that drones will also be used to attack targets in the USA and would be launched from Mexico. It is becoming evident that the chaos in the Middle East will soon spread to many other parts of the world. And finally, in today's report, a group of leading Israeli rabbis declared Monday a day of prayer and fasting, a mini Yom Kippur in their words, over the rapidly deteriorating security situation in the country. The initiative was spearheaded by one of the top rabbis in the country, who called for 24 hours of reciting of psalms and fervent prayers relevant to the situation going on inside and outside of the country. Last month, the same rabbi called on yeshiva or Jewish Bible school students around Israel to cancel their summer vacations, day trips, and any other kind of recreational activity as long as the nation was at war. Israeli officials, both religious and secular, have long maintained that the study of God's word and fervent prayers to the Almighty provide just as much protection for Israel and the Jewish people as a strong military and advanced weapons. Let's pray for even more of an increase in the number of Israelis seeking the face of the God of Israel. That's all in this week's report. Be sure to tune in again next week for the latest news coming out of Israel and the Middle East. Shalom.
The Carmel Alert is brought to you by Out of Zion Ministries, based on Mount Carmel, North Israel. For more information, visit our webpage, www.outofzion.com.
Just a few words from David Silver about what's going on in Israel. Remember to pray for them. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. Okay, I know you want to hear some more music. This is called The Oil Remains. And again, today I'm featuring the music of Troy Mitchell.
Wind sweeps the face of the earth, the pages of history turn. One kingdom reigns and another, power fades and is soon given over. One small thing stays the same, one small people remains unwavering, like a fragrant smoke ascending straight to heaven, untouched by the wind. Even when the flame goes out, the light is only conceived. Even when the flame goes out, the oil remains. Even when the flame goes out, the light is only conceived. Even when the flame goes out, the oil remains. The oil always remains. Wind sweeps the face of the earth, the pages of history turn. One kingdom reigns, then another, power fades and is soon given over. One small thing stays the same, one small people remains unwavering, like a fragrant smoke ascending straight to heaven, untouched by the wind. Even when the flame goes out, the light is only concealed. Even when the flame goes out, the oil remains. Even when the flame goes out, the light is only concealed. To destroy in every generation, the Holy One rushes in like a stream, redeeming Zion. They become like a watch in the night, like a dream that is gone. So arise and shine, for your light is come. Even when the flame goes out, the light is only concealed. Even when the flame goes out, the oil remains. Even when the flame goes out, the light is only concealed. Even when the flame goes out, the oil remains. Even when the throne is gone, the kingdom is only concealed. Even when the throne is gone, the king remains. Even when the throne is gone, the kingdom is only concealed. Even when the throne is gone, the king remains. The king always remains.
Hallelujah. The king always remains. Wow. Well, stay tuned with an interview with Troy and more music by him as well. But right now, why don't we listen to Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? If you are not Jewish and believe in Yeshua, Jesus, you can thank a Jewish rabbi, Paul the Apostle. Over 1,800 years ago, Paul wrote in the book of Romans that he was called by God to spread the good news to the Gentile nations. His legacy to the nations has resulted in billions of people coming to know the Jewish Messiah and his atoning death and resurrection. All Christians can be thankful for this rabbi's legacy. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, do you know the easiest type of contest there is? The easiest type is when you have a 50-50 chance of winning. So tell me, was Goliath a Philistine or an Egyptian? See, you don't even really have to know. You can just guess. 222-2990. If you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, I got a coupon for bagels from Balsam Bagels on Winton Road. A coupon from Balsam Bagels. 222-2990. Just tell me, was Goliath a Philistine or was he an Egyptian? Come on now, call 222-2990. You can just guess, was Goliath a Philistine or an Egyptian? 222-2990, call now, don't you be shy. Well, while you're trying to decide whether he was a Philistine or an Egyptian, I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and play the interview with Troy Mitchell, because this was recorded last week. And if you think you know the answer or you just want to guess, you can call 222-2990 and give your name and address to Peter, and he'll take it down if you're the winner. And in the meantime, why don't you sit back and have a bagel and enjoy this interview.
Troy Mitchell, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's just quite a blessing to be able to come on the show today.
Oh, well, I'm just so thrilled. Whenever I come across another musician and hear incredible music, it's such a blessing to me. And I don't even remember who gave me your name, but somebody said I should contact you. So let's start at the beginning. Why don't you tell me a little bit about any spiritual training you may have had growing up, and whether you grew up in a Jewish or a Gentile home, and then we can move on.
All right. I guess I got saved as a Baptist, and then I started becoming an AG, like Assembly of God. I started attending there for many years and became a worship leader there. And in my process of being a worship leader, I discovered some of the Jewish roots, or just Yeshua or Jesus as a Jew, and it triggered something in me, and I couldn't get enough once I found that out and found out some of the historical things and cultural things and what his message meant, and thinking of it in a Hebrew context. So that really really expanded my knowledge of who he was and just who God is and what he's doing in our lives today. I guess I am a Gentile, so I guess I've been a Gentile all my life. I never converted to become Jewish or anything like that. So I'm not Jewish by any means, but as far as I know. So
so at some point, did you ever visit a Messianic congregation, or what drew you to that type of worship, or how did you first meet other Jews that believed in Jesus?
Okay. Well, I got married in the AG church, and my wife's brother, he started exploring some of the Jewish roots and some of the, more Messianic stuff. And he started doing it, and he introduced me and asked me if I wanted to play for some services and at his Messianic congregation that he attended. And I filled in on piano once in a while, and I enjoyed it, but I don't know, it sparked something inside of me. I would have to say that it sparked something inside of me, but I wasn't ready for it at that moment. And then so I just slowly went on, and then he started going to another congregation, or actually another Torah study, that was on Sunday nights or something like that, and they go through the Parsha, the weekly reading from the Torah. They study that, and he started attending that, and he found really a lot of depth in that, and he invited me to come, and I came to that, and I was totally blown away. It was just like, it's like experiencing water for the first time. It's like I didn't realize how thirsty I was. That's how I kind of describe it all the time. So that's kind of how I came in, and then my wife was came in after that, and it's been quite a journey since then.
Troy, often when someone who's not Jewish aligns themselves with the Jewish people and becomes a lover of Israel and mm-hmm. and even wants to learn Hebrew songs, a lot of times family members don't always understand. And mm-hmm. and in your case, how did your family react to your desire to learn more about the Hebrew roots?
Both of our families, they seem to be pretty accepting, either accepting or not, I don't know, just maybe not interested in asking questions, but they seem to be very loving on both sides of our family. And so it's been really easy for us. I know of a lot of people that have made that decision and have had a lot of rough times with that, even between husband and wife. One will get intrigued by it and the other one doesn't want anything to do with it. And that usually caused a lot of stress. We had a good go of it, and I'm very thankful to Hashem that he helped us and guided our steps.
Great. Well, Troy, let's talk a little bit about your musical training. Did you receive any official professional lessons when you were younger, or are you self-taught?
I guess with piano and guitar, I'm mostly self-taught. When I went to elementary school and throughout high school, I played the saxophone in band, and so I had formal training, in music and how to read music and stuff like that. But as I went through high school, I picked up the piano and started just plunking away. And my brother, he's a great saxophone player, and he got me into music in the first place. My brother did, and so he introduced me to the piano and taught me a few chords, and I started banging away and writing stuff, and it wasn't all that great of stuff, but it's a start. And then in high school, you see everybody, all the cool guys are playing guitar, so you're like, I want to play guitar too. But, you know, it doesn't make me cool. So, that's just so fine. It's fine with me. I just enjoyed playing it. It was a good time. And, yeah, and I, later on, I got a few months of professional jazz piano lessons with a local jazz pianist here in town. So that was really a blessing, too.
Troy, how many instruments do you play?
Let's see. I guess I played two decently, and then I could play the saxophone, not as good as I used to. I think my brother's way better at it than I am. I could probably make my way on the bass a little bit, and then the drum set. So I don't know, four or five, something like that. So.
Now, you mentioned in one of your emails to me that you are, I don't know, are you partially blind or totally blind? And how does that all fit into your learning to play? And how does that fit into all that you do in your life?
Yes, I am partially blind. It's not completely. I still have some residual sight. My eyesight has been getting worse over time. It's a disease called retinitis pigmentosa, and might be familiar to a lot of listeners. It's pretty common, but it just gradually goes down. You never know when it's going to go down even further. So it's, you know, eventually maybe I'll be blind totally, but I'm legally blind right now, so can't drive, can't identify people by their faces, and mostly a lot of light perception. So you having that... I'll say in all that, the blindness has really challenged me, you know, challenged me to look at the world in a different way. And it's challenged me to look at my problems, not as a hindrance, but a blessing. And that's a difficult thing to do, is just to see the things that God puts in our lives as something to make us grow and something to help us grow instead of as persecution or like something like that. But I just look at as a, you know, I've grown a lot, you know, just by, I'd probably be a way different person right now if I wasn't blind. I think it's drawn me closer to God, and I'd say it's been a blessing, though it's been hard. And you know, a lot of times you want to get mad at God, any troubles that we have, whether you have a death in the family or any other physical disability or really hard time, you want to like get mad at somebody. But I just remember that I can respond to it two ways. I can be really mad, or I can learn from it and grow from it. So I try to choose growing.
Amen. And in the meantime, I suppose we could be praying that God increases your vision, and that can be taken either way, right?
Yes. Yep. You know, I've learned enough right now. I could take my vision now. No. But it, you know, if God wills it, that'd be great. If he doesn't, I need to stuff some more. I can still serve God.
Yes, and you probably see things that most of us don't see at all, if you know what I'm saying. God gives you the ability often to compensate when there's a loss of one sense. The other senses make up for it sometimes, and so you may experience things and see, and I use the word see, you know, lightly. You know what I'm saying, though, but I think that sometimes God does that.
Yeah, you sense things in different ways.
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's talk about your music and how people can get copies of it, because I feel like I've just come upon a gold mine. I mean, your style is really, I don't know how to describe your style.
Yeah.
I mean, folksy or...
Yeah.
I love it. And it's, you know, people need a fresh new sound, and that's just what you've got. You've got a fresh new sound, and you've got the Middle Eastern feel to it as well. And so let's talk about how you write your songs and how people can get a copy of it in their own little hands.
All right. That sounds good. I write mostly by myself. I have my friend that got me into Messianic Judaism. He gives me a lot of ideas for like words, and I take those words and I put music to them. A lot of them are based off of Jewish prayers or out of the Psalms, and a lot of them just Jesus' words. I take them and I put them in the music. Sometimes they're in Hebrew, sometimes they're in English, sometimes they're in Greek. You know, I do a modern Greek pronunciation of some of the New Testament passages. I have three songs total, but only two there. Three songs that I've done that have a little bit of Greek in them, and that's kind of fun. That's kind of like my... That's unusual. It's my niche. I think it's my niche, and I don't know if it's really catching on, but it's my niche, and...
Sounds like Greek to me, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to say
that. Yeah, you got to put that in there. It's true. I have a lot of great... A lot of people just can write and write and write, and like, there's no tomorrow, but myself, I really like to struggle through it and really wrestle with it sometimes. But it comes out, and whatever style I feel like, I kind of just go with it. And usually blues and jazz seem to seep into my writing a little bit. And then I really like Shlomo Carlbach, which is a late rabbi who traveled around and played in a lot of different places. And he has a lot of different songs. He has many songs that a lot of people redo. He's kind of like Bob Dylan in a way. You know,
That's why I like your style. I knew there was something there. That's it.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. Yeah, he's kind of like I guess Bob Dylan's Jewish too, but I was going to say he's kind of like the Jewish version of Bob Dylan. So, he has a lot of beautiful songs. If you just look him up on, people look him on. He's very famous in the Jewish world. So I really like that stuff, and that kind of inspires me, just the way he sang and his emotion he put in it. So, yeah, I take that, and then I have all these songs. I have two CDs out now. The one I just put out a couple months ago called Light of the World, and then one I put out in 2010 called Yoke of the King. And this latest one, I think you can buy both of them on FFOZ.com. What I just tell people to do is just Google my name, Troy Mitchell, and then Light of the World, and it'll pop right up. That's usually easier. And it brings you right to the page. You don't have to search through that website and find where's Troy Mitchell on this website. So that's one way you can pick up the music and keep me going another day. So, yeah.
Your family must be so proud of you.
Yeah, they're great. And my family's great. They're very supportive. And I have five kids.
Five?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's always fun. And they like singing along, and they know all my songs before everybody else does, so they'll be singing them throughout the house or whatever. And it's been fun for them. They enjoy it. And this last album, actually, I got one of my kids to sing along with me on one of the tracks. I think it's track four. It's called Hashivenu, and that means return us. It's my 10-year-old daughter called Eden, and her name is Eden, and she did a great job. She really captured the essence I really wanted for that song, really the innocence, and because of the lyrics speak of, you know, return us our Father to your Torah and draw us near our King to your service and make us come back in complete repentance before you. You know, just kind of that fresh start, you know, and that having a kid sing that it's really, a lot of people have told me it's like that's their favorite song, so...
Oh, goodness. I hope you send that song to me as well, because with the holidays coming up, I'd like to play it on the air.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one for the around this season, yeah.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, Elul's coming.
And I assume that those of us in Messianic congregations that like to do this type of worship, do we need special permission from you to use your songs, or as long as we give you credit for writing them, or, you know, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't really have anything set up to, like... I don't have any mafia guys running around breaking legs for me to get money. So I guess as long as they like give credit to me or something, or write my name by Troy Mitchell, whatever. I've had other people ask me, and other people have done some of my stuff too. So it doesn't really bother me. I'm not really in here to make money. So I just want to bless other people and give them music that they can be ministered to by and minister to other people with.
That's good to know, and I have it on recording here, so...
Yeah, there we go.
That's excellent. Well, you know, I always ask my guests, how would you like us to be praying for you? Obviously, I'd like to pray that there's a miracle and God completely restores your sight. Other than that, and in just continuing to provide for those five children, yes. Oh my goodness, how else would you like us to be praying for you?
Wow, that's a good question. I would say...
Thank you.
Yeah, those are big things. Besides that, just pray for the Messianic movement in general, that the Messianic movement would grow. That's what I want to see, to see it grow and knowledge of Hashem and knowledge of Yeshua and really recapture his words and be a light of who Yeshua was to the rest of the world, that we really latch on to who he was and we'd imitate him and really bring the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, as he says. So
That's good. Yes, and I just thought of another question. You live in, is it Wisconsin?
Yep, that's me.
So tell me, is there a Jewish population out there, and are they open to hearing about Yeshua? What's the spiritual climate out in Wisconsin?
Sorry, I have a cold today.
I'm sorry.
No problem. So excuse the sniffling and coughing. But
that's okay.
Let's see. In Hudson,
so we still think you're cute.
In Hudson, Wisconsin, we have... not a lot. I mean, there's Jews. There's no Jewish community per se, like a synagogue. Ours is the only synagogue here in Hudson, Wisconsin. There's in Wisconsin, there's other places that have little Jewish communities. I think Milwaukee is the biggest one. I think that's one of the bigger ones, and that's about 4 hours away. But on the other side, we live. Hudson, Wisconsin is right on the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin. I always consider myself part of Minnesota still, because I grew up in Minnesota. I'm a Minnesotan, so it was hard for me to move to Wisconsin. So when I interact with the Jewish community, that's in Minnesota, because we live right next to Minnesota. We're about 30 minutes away from the Jewish community there. And anytime I go down there to buy kosher food or any kinds of stuff like that, I just try to be Yeshua to them and encourage them and just love on them, not necessarily trying to twist their arms and believing in Yeshua or stuff like that. But I just want to be a good representation of Yeshua. You know, Yeshua's name has been, you know, I don't know how you say it, ran through the mud, you know, for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And not necessarily represented in the way he, you know, in a Jewish way. And I'm trying to build his character back up. I guess that's my mission, is just to show him who Yeshua was, and by living that out. So.
Well, great. Troy, thank you so much for being my guest today. I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody that lived in Wisconsin or even Minnesota for that matter.
Yeah.
And I really do enjoy your music. I look forward to getting that Hashivenu song from you as well.
Okay, I'll send that to you today or something.
Great. This has been fun, and please keep in touch with me. And I wish that the Lord would just continue to anoint you and give you more of that fantastic music that's in your heart. May there always be a song in your heart.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So God bless you and your family, and I hope your cold is better soon, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day.
We'll talk soon.
Yes.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. I've been featuring the music today from Troy Mitchell, and that was sung with his daughter Eden. And again, that means return us, our Father, to your Torah, draw us near, our King, to your service, and make us come back in complete repentance before you. Thank you so much for listening to the program today. Right now, let's hear from Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Vayismorecha Yahir Adonai panavalecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem. Peace be with you. Remember, my friends, that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. I hope you have a fantastic week. And remember that God sees you. He knows your heart, and he loves you so very much. All right, see you next week. Shabbat shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
We're different.